Texas Proud Boy found guilty for action during January 6th Capitol breach. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. A Texas man and member of the Proud Boys was found guilty of felony and misdemeanor charges on September 18, 2024, related to his conduct during the January 6, 2021, breach of the U.S. Capitol. His actions and the actions of others disrupted a joint session of the U.S. Congress convened to ascertain and count the electoral votes related to the 2020 presidential election. Jeffrey David Reed, 49, of Rosenke, Texas, was found guilty of a felony offense of civil disorder and misdemeanor offenses of entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly or disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. Reed was convicted by U.S. District Chief Judge James E. Boasberg following a bench trial in District Court for the District of Columbia. Chief Judge Boasberg will sentence Reed on December 20, 2024. According to evidence presented during the trial, Reed, a member of the Proud Boys Hudson Valley chapter in New York, participated in the January 6, 2021, events in Washington, D.C., as part of the group's organized efforts. Specifically, Reed was part of the group who broke through metal bike rack barriers and snow fencing with "area closed" signs to push through a line of officers at the first breach of the restricted perimeter near the Peace Circle. This forced police officers, overrun by the numbers of the crowd, to run back up the Pennsylvania walkway toward the Capitol and regroup, forming a second police line between rioters and the Capitol. As the crowd advanced, Reed ran up to the front of the mob and reached the next set of barricades, consisting of metal bike racks. Capitol Police had erected these barriers to protect the Capitol and keep the crowd at bay. Reed grabbed one of the bike racks with both hands, lifted it, and moved it aside, clearing a path for thousands of rioters to push forward toward the Capitol building. The overwhelmed police officers, outnumbered by the advancing mob, were forced to retreat on the West Plaza. Reed continued onward toward the Capitol, confronting a third police line formed by officers behind a metal railing that was part of the construction for the inaugural stage. At this point, still at the front of the crowd, Reed was face to face with officers, yelling and pointing at them. Despite law enforcement's efforts to hold the line for over an hour, they were ultimately overrun. The mob, emboldened by their numbers, surged forward once again, overpowering the police and advancing onto the Capitol's West Plaza. During the crowd's efforts to stop the crowd from gaining access to a critical access point, the Southwest Staircase, Reed physically pulled another metal bike rack with both hands, using his body weight to try to yank the bike rack away from a police officer. This struggle ended in an officer falling to the ground. The crowd, including Reed, stormed the Southwest Staircase and the inaugural stage before breaching the Capitol building itself. At approximately 2:26 p.m., Reed entered the Capitol through the Senate wing door, stepping over broken glass and into the chaos. Once inside, he made his way to the Speaker's lobby, just outside the House chamber. Reed exited the Capitol approximately 16 minutes later, through the East Rotunda door, at around 2:49 p.m. Once exiting the Capitol, Reed remained on Capitol grounds in the restricted area on the East Front, climbing on top of law enforcement vehicles and ripping up a "Police Lives Matter" flag on the East steps of the Capitol. This case is being prosecuted by the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and the Department of Justice National Security Division's Counterterrorism Section. Valuable assistance was provided by the United States Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas. This case is being investigated by the FBI's San Antonio and Washington field offices, as well as the New York field office. Valuable assistance was provided by the United States Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department. In the 44 months since January 6, 2021, more than 1,504 individuals have been charged in nearly all 50 states for crimes related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol, including more than 560 individuals charged with assaulting or impeding law enforcement, a felony. The investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with tips can call 1-800-CALL-FBI, 800-225-5324, or visit tips.fbi.gov. Updated September 20, 2024.